I just arrived because I've been down in Atlanta, Georgia, at InterVarsity's Atlanta 98 Black Campus Ministry Conference, and I bring you greetings from that conference. Over 400 black students and staff and guests were gathered together, are gathered together, and continue to meet, and they assured me today as I left that they would be praying for us at this conference as well. Wonderful conference. Wonderful to see these students from all over the United States, from a variety of places, and like some of you, schools where InterVarsity is completely unknown, and I kept asking, how in the world did you get to this conference? And there were such a lot of interesting stories about how that took place. It made me realize that it is not by accident that we end up at these conferences, and God has something in mind for us here. I've had many, many conversations over the years with students and faculty and friends about God's will, about discerning God's will, about God's call in our lives. And I've often thought how really comforting and encouraging it would be if I always knew exactly what God's will was. I thought about back to the times when I was preparing for graduate school, and each of my I went on to school forever, it felt like. You know, these programs, as many of you know, go on and on and on. But at each of my graduate degrees, I kept feeling like I wish I had a sense of why. It was so clear that I was doing the next thing. Somehow God's call is something we wrestle with, most of us wrestle with, from time to time, and sometimes rather continually. Some of us end up at some point in our lives simply assuming that call is something that religious types or those called to professional religious pursuits experience, and the rest of us won't use that language any longer. And we are sort of left to figure out life on our own. Eventually, some of us figure out what it means to integrate faith to some extent with what we decide to do. But oftentimes, vocabulary related to God's call is uncomfortable to us. I really believe that call is one of those neglected or rather abused theological topics, along with other topics such as work and mission and others that need to be desperately reconsidered in our time. And in some way, that's what we want to do in these evening sessions, albeit through the stories of people who have been in God's place at the right time, and God has used them. Sometimes when they look back and say, my goodness, God's hand was certainly in it, wasn't it? Well, understanding God's call in any of our lives begins with understanding that God has a purpose for each of us. Each of us is created as a unique and unrepeatable miracle of God. Each of us is wanted by God. And what a great truth that is. It was an amazing thing to talk with some students this week who felt so unwanted by their families. And what a wonderful thing to be affirmed in the fact that there are no unwanted children in God's kingdom. It is no mistake that we are here. Each of us has a place and a purpose in God's great scheme, both now and for eternity. And we call that destiny. Individual destiny depends on how we were created. It includes our race, our ethnicity, our gender, our personality, our abilities, and our temperament. Because we live in a fallen world as fallen people, in these areas, we experience brokenness, distortion from what God had in mind when He first thought of us. So fulfilling our destiny depends not only on how we were created, but how God is recreating us. It depends on our new life in Christ. As new creations, we are reconciled with God and we are set on a journey of healing, of restoration, of renewal. We are given spiritual gifts and good works to do. God longs for us to be all that we can be and to have part in His great creative and redemptive purposes in the world. The Puritans divided calling into two categories, general calling and particular calling. And those are good categories for us to use because when you look at the passages in Scripture that relate to the idea of calling, you find that they really do fall into those categories. Now, for the sake of my remarks tonight, I want to divide the area of general calling into two subcategories. First of all, call in Scripture. Call in Scripture is primarily connected with hearing God's gracious voice of invitation and coming home to a relationship with Him. A relationship with God through Christ by the Spirit. We are called or chosen to belong to God. This is God's great work, and we respond to God's call in gratitude for this gift of grace. Call is about relationship. 1 Corinthians 1:9 describes us as being called into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Isaiah 43:1, the prophet says, "But now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, and who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine." To be called by God is to bear His name, says Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4, and it's a privilege. John says in 1 John 3:1, "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." As people called by God, we are given name, identity, protection, privilege, responsibility. But the second part of God's general call to us is that we are called to make progress in our new life in Christ. We are called into a covenantal relationship with God. We are called to be saints. To be called is about purposeful living, about generativity. Peter says that we are God's chosen and special people. We are a group of royal priests, a holy nation. God has brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. And now we must tell all the wonderful things that He has done. Scripture says, "Once you were nobody, now you are God's people. At one time, no one had pity on you, but now God has treated you with kindness." To be called is about allowing Christ to transform every part of our lives. In chapter 4 of Ephesians, Paul says, "As a prisoner of the Lord, I beg you to live a life worthy of your calling. Always be humble and gentle. Patiently put up with each other. Love each other." Paul goes on. God's call is pervasive and general. It is a call to living out God's manifold purposes, to be growing continually in our lives of faith, and to be seeing integration of Christ's life with our own at every point.